The Story of the Flood. The story of the flood is a significant event in the Bible that highlights God's judgment upon sin, His faithfulness to His promises, and the importance of obedience to Him. In Genesis 6, verse 5 to 7, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. The Lord said, 'I will destroy man whom I have created, from the face of the land, from man to animals, to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them.'" God's judgment upon sin is evident in this passage. The wickedness of humanity had become so great that God decided to send a flood to destroy all living creatures on the earth. However, in His mercy, God chose to save Noah and his family, who had found favor in His sight. In Genesis 6, verse 8 to 9, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. God instructed Noah to build an ark according to specific dimensions and to gather pairs of every kind of animal, as well as his own family, into the ark. In Genesis 6 verse 22, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Noah's obedience to God's instruction led to his salvation, as well as the salvation of his family and the animals. As the flood waters rose, the ark was lifted up and floated on the waters. After the flood, God made a covenant with Noah and his family, promising to never again destroy all living creatures on the earth with the flood. In Genesis 9, verses 13 to 15, "I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you, and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life." The story of the flood points us to the ultimate salvation that is available through faith in Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter 3, verses 20 and 21, "God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. Inside it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Just as Noah and his family were saved through the ark, we are saved through faith in Jesus, who is the ultimate ark of safety." In John 10 verse 9, Jesus says, "I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture." In conclusion, the story of the flood highlights God's judgment upon sin, His faithfulness to His promises, and the importance of obedience to Him. It also points us towards the ultimate salvation that is available through faith in Jesus Christ. Let us learn from the story of flood and seek to obey God's commands, trusting in His faithfulness and mercy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You today in all of Your power and faithfulness. As we reflect on the story of the flood in the Bible, we are reminded of Your judgment upon sin and Your mercy towards those who seek Your favor. We thank You for Your patience with us, even when we fall short of Your perfect standards. We recognize that we are all sinners in need of Your grace and forgiveness. Help us to learn from the story of flood and to trust in Your promises Give us the courage to obey your commands, even when it is difficult. Just as you saved Noah and his family through the ark, we know that we can find salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending your Son to die for our sins and for providing a way for us to have eternal life with you. May we always remember your love and faithfulness, and may we live our lives in a way that honors and glorifies you. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.